Okay, good night, everybody. So this is a makeup shiur for the Thursday shiur that we did not have. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing some in Shin, Ayin, Aleph, Si'ifim, Dalid, and Hey, and perhaps Vav as well. We'll see. This is page Resh Lamed Ches Amud Beis. So it says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin, Ayin, Aleph, Si'if, Dalid. Echad min ha-chatzer she'meis b'Shabbos. If someone who's a member of that chatzer dies on Shabbos, im Erev, if he made an Erev, afili rosho echem me'ashok, eno oser, even if he's yarshin by someone from elsewhere, who's not a member of this chatzer, he does not aser. The fact that now there's a residence that belongs to someone who never participated in the Eruv is not a problem. Vim lo Eruv, and if the fellow that died would never participate in the Eruv, Sim Yerosho Echad Min Ashok, if someone from outside of the Chatzar Yarshened him, calls Manshenu Baladuri Mayameno Oser. As long as he doesn't come to live in that Chatzar, he's not going to be a problem because you don't have somebody living in that house. But Baladur B'Shabbos B'Beis Morisho Oser. But if he does come on Shabbos to live in the home that he just Yarshened, now he's going to Oser, because this home was never included in the Eruv. Let's see some Mishnah Brura. Sivkat and Tezvav, Echad min ha-chaser v'chulei, v'hu adinim haya ha-morish Echad min ha-shok, toli gam kein be-Eruv lo Eruv. You know, even if the fellow who died was not from, was not a local resident and came from the shok, it would also make a difference whether, I mean, it would be the same chilek, whether he made it in Eruv or didn't participate in the Eruv. El stamad demilsek shu dor ha-shok, eino ma'ariv al-abayish, yesho b'chatser, lo-achinak an-am-chaber, Echad min ha-chaser shemeis. The reason the Chaber gives an example of a member of the Chatzar dying is because it's most likely that he's the kind of person that would make an Erev if he's a member of the Chatzar. Shemes b'Shabbos, Ratzalomar v'lo yinyech b'nei beso b'bayis. The point is he died on Shabbos and he was the only one in the house. There's no one else that lives in that house. V'im kein kivet shemes batal Erev. So when he dies, the Erev is gone. V'yirasho echem min ha-shoku b'lo dor shom b'Shabbos. And someone from the shok yarshened him and comes to live there on Shabbos. V'hu halo lo yinyech Erev mibod yom. And that Echad min ha-shok didn't make an Eruv on Erev Shabbos. Afilu achi eino oser al b'nei ha-chatzer d'kivin shuto b'nei ha-shoshu b'erev ha-morish huta l'kala Shabbos. He still is not going to cause a problem because once at b'nei ha-shmashos that Eruv was effective, even though it becomes ineffective in middle of Shabbos, it carries you through the rest of that Shabbos. But v'im lo Eruv, if the original guy who died did not participate in Eruv, kamza mayri shein lo b'nei ba'yisham, and this is obviously talking about a case where he doesn't have other family members, eino oser. After, if the fellow who yarshins him never moves in, so he does not create a problem. After Nesar B'tchilas Shabbos Machmas HaMorish Lo Erevim B'nei HaChatzer, even though the Chatzer was not a place that had a viable Erev when Shabbos started, because the guy who lived in this house didn't participate in the Erev. Mikal Makom K'shemes, but once that guy's out of the picture, he died. V'nishar Abayis below Diorin, and therefore the house is left vacant. Lo Chashiv Lesar, so it's not going to cause a problem anymore for the rest of the Chatzer. So if the rest of the B'nei HaChatzer made an Erev among themselves, that's good enough. But if the guy that yarshined him moves into that chatzer, so then he's going to aser on everybody because now there's somebody that lives there. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'im yirasho echad mibnei chatzer. Let's say the person that yarshins him is not from outside the chatzer; he's from inside the chatzer. So imeirav hayoresh vayadarim amorish bebayis echad. So if the yoresh participated in the erev and he was living in the same house as the morish, eino oser, then it's not going to be a problem. Afal pishlo erev hamorish, even though the guy who died did not participate in the Eruv. But if the guy that yarshined lived in a different house than the guy that died, Oser, then he will Aser Aval Pisha Erev Ayoresh, Kivin Shlo Erev Hamorish, even though the Yoresh did participate in Eruv, because the guy who died did not participate in the Eruv. Let's see, Sivkat Mchav. Aval pi shalo Eruv hamorish, shebnei beso shalada ma'arvin lo shalom idaito. Meaning, if they both lived in the same house and one of them participated in the Eruv, that means that house is included in the Eruv. You don't need permission from every member of the house to participate in the Eruv. Ve'im v'chulei im ha-morish. This is going on where we said that if they did not live in the same house with the morish, aftegama talo balo dur b'bayi sheyarash, even though he's not moving into the house that he yarshined right now, mikol hamakom kivin diyer shel bayis boso chatzar shedarbo v'roy lo lishtamish gam boso bayis sheyarash. But he's living in the same chatzar, and he could very, very easily start using the house that he just yarshined, and therefore chashvin kilo nichnas adarbo v'avidira bebailim. We consider as if he's moved in, and therefore it's considered a dira with a bailim that therefore creates problems. Chafbeis avul bi she'erav hayorish lo so bayis shedarbo. Even though the Yoresh made an error for the house that he lives in. Okay, Viter in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Imi ba'od yom meis. If the fellow died before Shabbos started, v'yirasho echan min ashok, and someone from outside the chatzar yarshined him, hareza oser, then he does aser, v'husha ba'yoresh bebeis morisho b'shabbos, provided that he shows up on Shabbos to reside in that house. Sivkat n'chav gimel, v'imi ba'od yom meis, kan lo chilik bein erev l'loe. Over here, we're not making a distinction between whether he made an Erev or not. The original guy who died made an Erev or not. Tafilu Erev, because even if he did make an Erev, Kivin Shemes Min Bod Yom Batal Eruv Vavi Kolo Erev, he died before the Erev ever took effect. He died before Shabbos started. So Mimela, there's no Erev. V'yirasho Echad Min Ashuk, Dilum Yirasho Echad Min Bnei Chatzar, if anyone in the Chatzar would have yarshined him, Chal Erev Shemaniach B'Shvil Beiso Shedorbo Gamal Ba'yizeh, then the Erev that Ben Chatzar participates in would work for both homes, would work for the home that was originally his as well as the home of the fellow that died, that he just yarshined, because they're both in the same chatzer, and when Shabbos starts, his Erev takes effect for all of his homes. And this is assuming that the Morish comes into the chatzer at some point over the course of Shabbos. Sifhei, Yisrael the Ger, Shoyudarim b'chatzer, if a Jew and a Ger live, and a native Jew and a Ger live in the same chatzer, Umeisa Ger mibod yom, and the Ger dies on Erev Shabbos, v'hechzik Yisrael Acher bin Chasav, and when a ger dies, he doesn't have any yorshim, so it's his stuff is hefker. So some other Jew goes and takes his nechasim. Afilu lo hechzik at shechashecha. Even if the fellow only took his nechasim after Shabbos already started, oser at sheivatol reshus kishar yoresh. He's going to aser on the other bnei chatzar unless he's mevatol reshus like any other yoresh. Meis mi shechashecha. But if the ger died after Shabbos already started, ein amachzik oser. Then the guy who takes over that property does not cause any problems because it was mutter when Shabbos started, and that heter remains. We're talking about a case where they participate in Eruv together. And that's why it's only a problem if the ger dies before Shabbos, because that Eruv is now batel. When the ger dies, another Jew comes and takes his property. Dilu hechzik also Yisrael hadorsham. Because if the Jew who lives in that chatzer would have just grabbed that property, then for sure it would be mutter. Because he's the only resident of the chatzer. And it would also be totally fine if no one took the ger's property, because then again the Jew is the only one who lives there, so there's not even a need for an eruv. Even though when the ger died before Shabbos, and the Jew who took the possession of the property did not yet come into the chatzer before Shabbos, so there was no problem when Shabbos started. But we do not apply the principle that since everything was fine when Shabbos started, everything remains fine. Because the guy could have taken it on Erev Shabbos, so the heter of that chatzer was sort of hanging in the balance. At the time Shabbos started, we didn't have a clear indication whether it was going to be mutter for the whole Shabbos or not. That he moves in to that property after Shabbos already starts. So kishar yoresh, he answers like any other yoresh. That we view someone who takes possession of a ger's property like someone who yarshins his father's property. Where he has the ability to be mevatel rishus, kedisa b'simshin pe'al v'sivava in sham, as we're going to learn in 10 simanim from now. Misha Chashcha, However, if the guy, the ger, died only after Shabbos started, then there's no problems. Since when Shabbos started, this belonged to the ger, and the ger participated in the Erev, so the fact that subsequently the ger died and should therefore be mevatel the eruv does not cause a problem, because we say as long as it was fine when Shabbos started, it remains fine. Let's just finish up the siman sivav. Let's say someone in the chatzer is a goses, he's dying. Even though he can't really survive, he's going to aser on the other bnei chatzer until they are kona pas for him and include him in the eruv. And a katan can also aser, even though he's not able to eat a kazayis. But a guest does not aser. So let's see Mishnah Brura. Afal pishenyachol v'salkatay techamina d'nechshav kilumeis v'avle dira below b'ilim. One might have thought a ghost says he's dying, so therefore we should treat him as if he's already dead. So it's like a dira that doesn't have any resident. So that's why it's telling us that no, he's alive right now. Even a goses is alive. That's why the halach is you're not allowed to touch a goses. Why? Because it's murder. When you touch a goses, he might die quicker. So obviously, he is considered alive currently. Via arvu alav, they have to be kona pass for him and make an erev for him. Kasamagravam demes b'shabbes oser, that if he dies on Shabbos, he asers kivan shein erev royal diskayim kol haShabbos, because that erev cannot last all Shabbos. Drove ghosts in lemisa, because most ghosts in die ad kal neshono. That's what the Magravam says, that even though we make an erev for him, if he drops dead in the middle of Shabbos, that erev becomes invalidated, and now you're not allowed to carry in the chatzer. Vihine im hayadarimo echabos abayis, if someone else lived in the same house with him, pshita deinu mispata le'eruv, then the eruv would still be intact on account of that other person. Vim yirashu echem minashok veinu bala dorsham b'shabbos v'nishar b'ayis b'lo b'ayil nosso shabbos gam kem pshita demotor k'del b'reshiv dalin. And also, if the goses dies and there's no one else that lives in that house, and whoever yarshins him doesn't show up at this chatzar over the course of Shabbos, it's also mutter, because it's a diru without any b'ayilim. Acham agen avram mayri she yirashu echem minashok u'bala dorsham b'shabbos. The case of the Magen Avram is that the goses died in the middle of Shabbos, and whoever yarshined him showed up on Shabbos. Or someone else from the chatzar yarshined him. And the reason for this is at the time that they made this eruv for the goses, it wasn't reasonable or expected that it was going to last all Shabbos. Because you see, the guy was dying. He died on Shabbos. Hol v'hutar hutar just means that when everything was good at the beginning of Shabbos and you had no reason to assume it would be otherwise throughout the rest of Shabbos, then the heter carries you through Shabbos. But if there's plenty of reason to assume it will be otherwise at some point in the middle of Shabbos, like a goses dying, so then you don't say hol v'hutar. Hutar ulufiza lechora. Yeah, afim echad erev bosa erev Shabbos bad kol haChatzer. Even if someone made an erev for the whole Chatzer, and made the gam goses bechlal, and the goses is automatically included in that erev, v'achar kach mesa goses bosa Shabbos, and the goses dies that Shabbos, gam kein chelik erev shenasnu bad zeh goses misbatel. So the goses' portion of that erev becomes batel. Achei neme erev hunach b'Shabbos ha'avar v'im kein chal erev pamachas. But let's say this is an old erev. They made an erev Erev Pesach. It's supposed to last the whole year, and now it's January, and this Shabbos started with this guy being a goses. But the Erev has been working for months already. Even though on this Shabbos that he became a goses, it was something that was not expected to last. Then we can say Kivin Shoh Troh Troh, because it's been working for previous Shabbos. Ein Sham, Vaimbir Alachma Shaksav Shemat El Mugim. Right, I would imagine this would be a problem otherwise, meaning every city Eruv, at some point there's a Gosis in the city, so it would ruin every city Eruv, unless you say that no, the Eruv is working from Pesach to Pesach, so it's an Eruv that's already working, it's already functional, it's already operational, and therefore you could say Hol V'Hutra Hutra. I don't know if you have to be Makbid like on Pesach, the first Shabbos of Pesach, like this past Shabbos, that there be no ghosts in town. I don't know, because then it never gets off the ground. I don't know how that works. Okay, V'chem Katan Oser, Achi Arvu Elav, Katan also Elaser, until you make an Eruv for him. So to review what we learned tonight, in Siv Dalet we discussed if someone dies in middle of Shabbos and how it depends on who Yarshins him and whether the person who Yarshins him moves in. And we discussed what happens if the guy dies after Shabbos started or if the guy dies before Shabbos. And then in Siv Hey we spoke about a case of Yisrael and a Ger who live in the same Chatzar and then the Ger dies. So it also depends who's going to be Machzik bin Chasav, but we generally treat the Machzik bin Chasav like a Yoresh. And then in Siv Vav we spoke about a Goseis, that when you do need to make an Erev on behalf of the Goseis, but if the Goseis drops dead on Shabbos, then the Erev becomes Batal. We do not apply Ho Will V'Hutra Hutra. That's Hashem. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Shin Ayin Beis. A good night, everybody. Thank you very much for joining.